Beside the seat on the center altar, there is Krishna playing his flute, and next to him is Radha. You see the same in the painting here. There's Krishna Radha sitting on the throne, Krishna Radha sitting on the swing, there Radha sitting by the tree, and there she's looking at the tree. So perhaps we have a rather unique perspective on the absolute truth. Sometimes people ask if God is male or female, and we say that it's both. And that this love between the male and the female has its origin in the divine. And therefore we worship God as Radha and Krishna. Of course we say Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but he has his expansion, is Radha and Krishna together, they are the Supreme. And they have this exchange of love eternally in the spiritual world. Now, of course, Radha and Krishna don't have a body like ours. In fact, Krishna's body is unlimited. It's said that if he opens his mouth, you see all the universes are inside of him. You can't measure him. He doesn't have inside or outside. You can't say God's here or not there. So this love in this world is not exactly the same, but it comes from that. It comes from that love. Therefore, it has some reality. And our goal, when we talk about love of God, every religion talks about love of God, our goal is to enter into this love between the supreme male and the supreme female. But because their love is spiritual and their love is pure, the love isn't part of this body or this world where things rot and die and etc. They belong to an ever fresh, youthful world which is completely pure, free of exploitation and free of lust. Because our goal is to enter into that, we therefore have a whole life aimed at increasing that purity. Now, of course, one cannot go from being impure to being pure instantly, not generally. Generally, it's a process of purification. So marriage is meant to be part of that process of purification. That the husband and wife help each other, not just economically. Just like economists will tell you that marriage is a much more economically sound organization than single life. And you use twice as many resources when people live separately. So it's not just to have an economic cooperation, not just cooperation for raising children, not just to have some friendship and companionship, but also to share and help each other in the journey towards absolute purity, on the journey towards developing spiritual love and entering into the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna. So the husband and wife are meant to work as a team. And I think we all have experienced that. Sometimes if you work on a project by yourself, you get more done. But often you need help, right? Especially if you want to do a very big project. It's hard to do it by yourself. When you have a team, you have different perspectives, and different people can do different jobs, and you can assist each other. So this family is meant to be a team to help each other to achieve this ultimate purity of love for God. But this is not an easy journey. There's going to be difficulties, there's going to be challenges. And it's nice if along this journey, you can be happy. Therefore, this marriage is also to keep us happy while we're on this spiritual journey. That's one of its purposes. And actually, my guru, Sri Prabhupada, when he spoke about at marriage ceremonies, he often mentioned that one of the purposes for getting married is as we're progressing toward ultimate spiritual purity, to be happy. It's hard to be happy when you're alone. Maybe great saints, they're always feeling the presence of God and they don't feel that they're alone. But for most ordinary mortals, they like to have some kind of a companion, like to have some basic happiness in life to support their journey. So that's really what this is all about, is being happy and helping each other on your journey towards ultimate spiritual love, to transform the natural human love that we have. To take that and not deny it, but to transform it into its original spiritual form. Now, of course, we know in any marriage, it doesn't really matter whether you're being married in the right Christian temple, or you're being married in the Catholic Church, or you're already getting married, is to stick through it. Through the ups and the downs, and the highs and the lows. Actually, without that kind of a commitment, there's no meaning to love. Love that's well, when things are going right, I'm going to hang around, when things aren't going right, mind if I see you later when you find somebody else. That's not love. That's selfishness. Obviously, there's some extreme times when separation is necessary, but other than something like that, that you say, I'm going to stick with this, I've made a commitment. And one of the reasons we have these ceremonies with all these witnesses is so you say, oh, yeah, I made a promise in front of all these people. And so on that day, they're like, oh, you'll think, okay, I made a promise, I gotta stick it out, and it'll be okay. So that's one of the most important things. Don't take the disagreements very seriously. But one thing to do, and this is true in all human relationships, always see the good motive. You know, we may have different ways of wanting to do things, but always see what's the person's good motive behind it. What could possibly be their good motive for doing or saying that thing? And if you look for it, you'll find there is one, because there's very few human beings who are intrinsically evil. Most people do have good motivations for what they're doing. If you look for it, then you want to find it. And of course, another very important purpose of marriage is to have good children. We know, statistically speaking, that children who aren't raised in a happy marriage tend to have more struggles. The more stability the children have, the more likely they are to be good citizens. So that's, of course, nowadays people don't pay so much attention to that anymore. I don't know what the statistics are here for New Zealand. You can all tell I am not from New Zealand. Since Obama. But in America, at least now, 40% of children are born out of marriage. And when I was a little girl, it was 5%. And I'm sure that has something to do with a lot of the increased social problems in society. So part of the responsibility of a husband and wife is to raise up good citizens for the society, people who will be honest, who will be moral, who will be responsible, who will embody all of the virtues. And of course, we want to go beyond that to have not just children who are virtuous and good citizens, but also have children who similarly want to walk the path of purification and love of God. So please be very kind to each other, very charitable to each other. And please be happy. And one of the purposes of marriage is to be happy and to bring happiness to the other and always assist each other in your spiritual journey. And one day, this love will turn into something greater and greater and greater. Thank you very much. Have a good day.